All right, I call your attention this morning to the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 17. And I'd like to read the first about eight verses this morning of Matthew chapter number 17. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with them. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they were fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. Lord, this morning we thank you for the opportunity we have to stand and proclaim thy word, to give testimony to thy great power and saving grace. We ask you today, dear Lord, that you might take our words and use them today, that Jesus Christ might be lifted up and exalted, and through him this morning men might see what God has done for all of us today. We ask you now that you give thy servant the unction and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Guide us and direct us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Of course, here we have the story of how that Jesus took three of his disciples up on the Mount of Transfiguration. And here the Bible says that he was transfigured before them. That word transfigured is a Greek word, metamorphi, and we get a word for it today from in the English language, metamorphos. It literally means a complete change from the inside this morning. And here the Lord gives us just a little bit of a glimpse into the glorified Lord Jesus Christ. Brother John said we've not yet seen him as he is. We've not yet seen him revealed in all of his glory. Because the Bible says we cannot see the glory of God and live. And since man sinned in the Garden of Eden and came short of the glory of God, we're not able to see God in all of his glory. But yet there's coming a day when we shall see him as he is. But this morning we find that here as the Lord gives us a little bit of a glimpse into glory, and here Moses and Elias appear. They're talking with the Lord Jesus. And suddenly we find, of course, a man by the name of Peter. And Peter blurts out to the Lord, man, it's great to be here. We're in a great service, Lord. This is a wonderful time. What we need to do, we need to build three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elias, and therefore we can worship all three. And suddenly, the Bible says the Lord spoke out of a bright cloud and said unto them, you need to listen to Jesus. You need to, this morning, hear the My beloved son. They got afraid. They fell down on their faces, the Bible said. And Jesus touched them, and when they looked up, they saw no man save Jesus only. And I'd like for you to think today with me on this subject for just a moment. That in when everything is said and everything is done, and everybody else is gone, we still have Jesus. Brother Ron Don was one of the most godly men that I ever recall hearing and being around. And he said many years ago that all I need is Jesus becomes a bumper sticker theology until Jesus is all you have. This morning we often say all we need is Jesus. But Jesus really is all we need. And when he becomes all that we really have this morning, when everything else is gone, when everything else in has forsaken us and failed us today, Jesus will still be there for us this morning.
Amen.
You see, many things will fail us today. In this life, we face a multitude of things that happen to us in our life that fail us today. But Jesus will never fail us. He said He would never leave us, and He'd never forsake us this morning. As He told His disciples on the mount in Matthew chapter number 28, He said, "Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world." Jesus will always be with us. No matter what else happens today, I can tell you, you can still have Jesus today. You see, sometimes feelings fail us. A lot of people have good feelings, and you know, they have a lot of great emotion today. And sometimes our feelings will fail us. I thought about the man that I heard about that was out in the cemetery, and as he was walking through the cemetery on a dark evening, suddenly he thought he saw a ghost. And he began to try to run through the cemetery, and he was bumping into tombstones and hitting bushes. And when he got out the other side, he was all bruised and scratched. And somebody saw him and said, "Hey, man, don't you know a ghost couldn't hurt you anyway?" He said, "I know it, but it caused me to hurt myself." You know, sometimes our feelings, and we know things, but those things fail us today. Friends will fail us. You know, Paul was a great man of God, made many disciples, preached to many people, helped people throughout the known world of his day. Yet when he came to the end of his life and he wrote the last letter that he wrote to young Timothy, his son in the faith, one of those things that he said in the fourth chapter was that at my first answer, no man stood with me. Everybody had deserted him. Everybody had left him. And Paul was there all by himself. But you know what he said? But he said, "But the Lord stood with me." He still had Jesus. The world will fail us. Then we look around and see how miserably the world has failed us today, and how miserably today things are failing us day by day. But Jesus is still there with us today. A little girl was asked to quote the 23rd Psalm, and so she studied and studied and studied, and one Sunday she got up on the day she was supposed to recite it, and she looked out and kind of went blank, and she said, "Jesus is my shepherd, and that's all I need." You know, this morning that might not be biblical today in the sense that she was quoting it verbatim, but you know, really today Jesus is our shepherd. And that really is all we need, isn't it?
Amen.
Everything we have, everything we do, everything we become is really all because of Jesus this morning.
Right.
We can spin it a million different ways, and we can talk about all the things today. But when it's all boiled down into a very simple formula today, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. With Jesus today, we have hope. Without Jesus, we have no hope. Everything revolves today for the Christian around Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus is all we need today. He's all we need for salvation. He said, "I'm the door." He said, "I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life." He said that no man can come unto the Father except by Him this morning. Alexander Toplady was a great hymn writer, wrote one of the best known hymns, I guess, in all of Christianity today. We sing it quite often, and it's one of my favorite hymns called "Rock of Ages." And the second stanza, Toplady gives, I guess, some of the greatest theology that you could ever hear today. He said, "Could my tears forever flow, could my zeal no longer know. These for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. In my hand no price I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. You see, salvation today is about Jesus Christ. He came into this world as a babe in Bethlehem's barn. He was born into poverty. He was born into obscurity. But yet the Bible says today that he was the Son of God, and that he lived and breathed and walked, that he committed no sin, nor was no guile found in his mouth. He went to a place called Calvary and there died upon a cross and was buried in a borrowed tomb. And on the third day, he came out triumphant and victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And this morning, because he lives, he says to all of humanity, you can live also. Sin has separated you from God. Sin today has this morning caused you eternal death. But this morning I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I'm come that you might have eternal life. When he was upon the cross, the Bible declares that he cried, "It is finished. It is finished." Jesus finished being this morning our sacrifice, our substitute. He's finished being this morning the Lamb of God and gave his blood that we might be saved this morning. You see, the battle is over and the victory has been won. And Jesus said to all of humanity this morning that if you'll come unto me, I'll in no wise cast you out. Over and over and over and over, you read in the Gospels this morning where Jesus offered the invitation, come. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Come and dine. Over and over, he says, come unto me. You see, this morning, he doesn't invite us to join a church. He doesn't invite us this morning to quit drinking or some other bad habit. He doesn't invite us to start giving more money. He doesn't start this morning by inviting us to become a better person. But this morning he simply invites us unto himself. And you see this morning that's the key to all of salvation today is Jesus Christ. And he's all you need because this morning he is God's gift to humanity today. And Christianity today and Christians this morning are saved not because of the church they've joined or the deeds that they've quit doing, but they're saved this morning because Jesus Christ has paid the debt for their sin and he invites men unto himself and he says, if you'll come unto me, I'll in no wise cast you out today. John Newton, the great songwriter, who of course wrote our Baptist national anthem today, Amazing Grace, as he neared the end of his life and as he was talking to someone one day, he said, you know, I'm 89 years old and things sometimes I forget and sometimes I have a hard time remembering. But he said, this one thing I've never forgotten, I'm a great sinner, but thanks be unto God, Jesus is a great Savior this morning. And you see, that's what it's all about today. You see, Jesus saves. The Baptist church doesn't save us today. Good deeds doesn't save us, but Jesus saves. Right. I'm glad this morning that one day I met a man by the name of Jesus, and he said, you can be saved. I'm glad this morning that somebody told me about Jesus today. Well, I could have joined the church. I could have done all of these other things, but thank God today, Jesus saves. That's what it all's about today, folks. When everything is said and everything is done, we still have Jesus. I remember hearing a man give a testimony many years ago talking about when he was a young boy. He was growing up in the hills of North Carolina and up in those sections of the country that have great tent meetings. And he said when he was a boy, a young boy, that he went down in one of those tent meetings. He said people hovered around him and said, pray through, brother, pray through. And then I prayed and said, Finally, they'd say, "You'll see the light." He said, "I finally looked up and saw a light," and I said, "I see the light." But he said, "Years later, I realized I'd saw a light, but it wasn't the light that I needed to see." You see, today we can do everything in the world until we come to Jesus, and Jesus saves them. Right. That's all we need. Jesus saves. He's all we need in life. We sometimes sing that song, "Victory in Jesus." That's one of my favorite songs of all time. I'm glad we have victory in Jesus this morning. In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, the Apostle Paul says something I want you to listen to very carefully and real quickly this morning. In verse number 14, he said, "Now thanks be unto God, which always," you want to underline that word "always," "which always causes us to triumph in Christ," which always causes us to triumph in Christ. He's speaking here of a Roman procession when the conquering general would enter the city of Rome, and behind his chariot would be all of those he had conquered. And he came in great triumph this morning. I want to tell you this morning, Jesus Christ is the conqueror today. And we're more than conquerors through him. And today, we have been saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we are in the victory with him. Several years ago, I was going to church up in Alabama, and I was going up this little road that had to go up, and you know, sometimes I guess, you know, I'm not paying attention. I'm thinking, doing whatever. The road's kind of familiar, and all at once I heard something go poosh, 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 poop, boop, and I'm just stopped. And somebody, somehow, there'd been a lot of rain come through, and I wasn't paying any attention, and the water was over the road, and I'd run through the water. And in the middle of this thing, somebody dug a ditch. And my front wheel just went off on that thing. And I'm sitting here thinking, what am I going to do? I mean, I'm way out in the middle of nowhere. I said, well, I got to get to church. What am I going to do? And so I had to roll my pants leg up, take my shoes off and my socks, and I start walking. And I had to walk through the water, and finally got up the road there to a, and I met a guy coming on a four-wheeler. He said, well, he knew who I was, and I talked to him a minute, and he said, let me go back to the house. And he came back in a few minutes with his tractor and got me pulled out of the water in the mud, and I had to go on to church. Of course, I looked real good when I got there, y'all can expect. The point of this story is very simple. I want to tell you, you know, sometimes when you get saved, and the Lord's blessing, and boy, you're on cloud nine, and everything's just great. As time goes on, things begin to happen, and you're still going down the road, and everything is not quite as smooth as it used to be, but, you know, you're still hanging in there. And then one day you have to get off on one of these secondary roads, and it's kind of a little more bumpy, but everything's all right. Then you hit one of these gravel roads, and things begin to get a little curvy and things, and maybe you begin to lose a lot more. And then one day, all at once, you run in the ditch full of water. What are you going to do then? You see, it doesn't matter today. Wherever you are, if you're on the interstate, if you're on a secondary road, if you're on a gravel road, or if you're in a ditch full of water, I can tell you this one thing, Jesus will still be there with you. You see, when I have to go into see someone who's been diagnosed with terminal cancer, have to go into the hospice house, or they've already been placed in hospice care, what do you say to them? What can you say to those people today that know there's no hope? The doctors have said, we've done all we can do. There's no more medication that we can give you that can help you in this disease. Do you still believe? Is Jesus still with you? Yes, he is. That's all you need, isn't it? When you have to face someone who's in a financial crisis, when you have to see someone today who's going through a lot of family problems and troubles today, what do you say? Jesus will still cause you the victory, even in the midst of this today. Sometimes I think, and I love the old hymns that we sing, and I think maybe sometimes we don't take the words maybe quite seriously enough, and I know that maybe I don't. But you know, we sing, what a friend we have in Jesus. Have you ever thought about what a friend you have in Jesus today? What a friend you have in Jesus. He stood by the graveside of his friend Lazarus, and the Bible said Jesus wept. He shed tears of grief and sorrow for his friend who had died, for the family who was feeling all of the pain and the sorrow that goes with death. And today he can come by me and you, and he can put his arms around us, even in those hours, and say, I know how you feel, and I'm still here with you. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. Everybody else may take off, but I'll still be here with you. Amen. I'm glad this morning that even in life, Jesus gives us the victory. And he's never leaves us nor never forsake us. And no matter what else happens today, no matter what happens in your life, and I don't know what might happen on tomorrow, I can assuredly tell you today you'll still have Jesus.
Amen.
Think about that. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus today. Aren't you glad of that? Then Jesus is all we need in death. Death's chilly waters I'll soon be crossing. His hand will lead me safe over. I'll join the chorus in that bright city and sing up there forevermore. You know, we're all living from day to day, minute to minute, breath to breath. One day we'll all cross death's chilly waters unless the Lord comes back. We'll face that hour when our life will be gone. But he'll still be there with us. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
You see, when I was growing up, it was a popular song. Called Reverend Mr. Black. And in that song it said, you got to cross that valley. You got to walk it by yourself. Nobody else can walk it for you. You got to walk it by yourself. But I want to tell you, hallelujah, you ain't got to walk it by yourself. Praise God today, Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you, even in the hour of death. He'll be there to lead you safe over. I'm glad I'm his and he's mine this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm glad I'm headed for a city whose builder and maker is God. You see, one of these days, the hour of death will come. This body will go back to the dust from whence it came. But thank God today I'll go to be with Jesus.
Amen.
Because even in death, he's never going to leave me, never going to forsake me. This morning, no matter what else happens in life, no matter what else this morning I could tell you about, the one thing I can tell you of a surety today is no matter what else, you can still have Jesus.
Right.
Most important thing I can tell you today, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You can still, and Jesus is there for you today. And he says, come unto me. Come unto me. Let's just trust him and praise him and lift him up this morning and realize no matter what else happens to us in life, we still have Jesus.
Amen.
All right, if you'll stand together with me, Brother Bruce, you and Barbara, come. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we've been together. I ask you to take this very simple message to use it for the honor and glory of him who loved us and gave himself for us. this morning to speak to our hearts and lead us and guide us and direct us in the way you'd have us to go. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
277.